Mac Powell is back. Brand new album, brand new single, and he's off on more adventures. Mac Powell's with us. Good morning, Mac.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Doing awesome. Mac, you just recently were on stage at the Grand Ole Opry. How was that experience?
Man, I tell you what, I've had the great privilege of being there a couple of times before, at least a couple of times. This was maybe my third or fourth time. And, you know, it never gets old. It's a great place filled with, you know, history. And just to be able to stand in that circle on the stage is an honor.
Your brand new single is called I Love Jesus. And you're saying, like, this is the best you've ever done.
Yeah, it does sound like something that every artist says every time they have a new record. I can't say that it's the best. Who knows? Only time will tell. And, you know, that's in the eye of the beholder, or the listener, I should say. But for me, from top to bottom, I think it's one of the best records that I've ever made, which is saying a lot. I've made a lot of records, so I'm pretty proud of this one. And but in a way, it's not really up to me. It's up to what the listeners think.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're on tour with a whole group of guys. I mean, are they looking up to you as sort of like a mentor?
Well, you know what? I'm definitely the elder statesman when it comes to being out on the road. But yeah, a lot of great friends, a lot of great music. And as a fan of Christian music, I'm kind of spoiled. I get to be able to do what I love to do for a living and for my ministry and life, being out on the road and meeting people and sharing my faith through my music and rocking out. But at the same time, I get a free ticket to a great show every night.
That's a great way to look at it. I never thought about it that way. That's pretty awesome. Thinking back to the early days, let's go back to like the beginnings of Third Day out on the road and trying to make things happen. What drove you back then, and what drives you now, like as a band and then now as a solo artist?
Yeah, I mean, there's more than one answer to that, but there are several things that in the early days that were driving us, and even today. Yeah, a big part of that, of course, is our faith. Our faith and wanting to share that faith in a way through our music, not only through the lyrics, but through the things we have to say from stage. And that hasn't changed at all. I mean, that's still what I want to accomplish through my music, to be able to share my faith, share some things that have changed in my life and in through the Word and through the Bible, you know, of course, which is the Bible, and through testimony. And so I think that's, as believers, we're all called to do that. I just get to happen to get to do it on a stage through playing guitar and singing.
I'm always curious about artists who tour and write and do all this. How do you balance like having like a home church and all of that goes into that and just kind of being available to everybody else who wants to come and enjoy the music out on the road?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. I think you look at things in season. For me, in a way, you kind of look at yourself as like a missionary. You're going to a different place away from home. Sharing your faith, hopefully pouring into people's lives and encouraging them. But I find it's very important to have a home church. I'm a worship leader at my church in Atlanta when I am home, at Church of the Apostles. Dr. Michael Youssef is our pastor, and I love being at my home church. I've been there for about, goodness, 4 years now, and being able to, when I am home on a Sunday, to be able to lead and take part of the worship team and be part of the church is a great honor. I miss them when I'm not home.
Yeah. Is there an artist that you'd like to collaborate with at some point?
Oh man, there's a million. There's so many great artists out there, from old artists to new artists. I love Paul McCartney. I've always been a big Beatles fan, so I'd love to one day do something with him. Oh, nice. Dolly Parton, Travis Tritt, who is right down the road from me. I mean, even Stephen Curtis Chapman, you know, so many great artists I could just name off that I love their music and have been inspired by them, and one day can, you know, add a little bit of their voice and their writing to what I do.
Well, hopefully in the near future, we could see you up in Canada and singing for us. In the meantime, we do have your new album, I Love Jesus. It's available now. You can even order an autographed one right from the website. So, Mac Powell, thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.